Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. I love this text. Texture 706 says, I'm 37, didn't find out where Notre Dame was until a few years ago. See, I think that's the case. I really do. I think if you grow up like in the South playing high school football, I don't think you have any idea where the hell Notre Dame is. I don't. How would you, really? I mean, again, it's just a different world. There was a time where every kid in America knew where Notre Dame was. It was where every kid wanted to go. It's just not that way anymore. I mean, Notre Dame, to a kid from like, South Georgia, South Florida, wherever, thinking about Notre Dame might as well be in Canada. You know, and they probably think it is. I mean, they probably have no concept of where Notre Dame is. And then when they hear Indiana, they're like, oh, no. No, 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 man. I'm not going to play football in Indiana. Where's Indiana? That's the next thing. Once you figure out that Notre Dame's in Indiana, where's Indiana? You know, one of those blank state maps, can you fill in the state? You know, how many kids from the South could possibly figure out on a map where Indiana is? None. You know, I mean, it's like a foreign land. And it's a foreign land that doesn't sound attractive. And you know why? Because it's not. It's not. Who the hell wants to go play football in Indiana? You know, you don't. Warm weather, you know, girls, whatever. Indiana? What do you have there? You know? No. You know, so I think that's a dilemma that Kelly faces. I don't think there's any question about that. Number six. Number six on the list is Ralph Russo, AP writer, Dullard. Number six, he has Kirby Smart. I believe that Kirby Smart is going to figure it out and win national championships at Georgia. I do. I believe he's recruiting at that level. I believe those things. But to this point, what is the real difference between Kirby Smart and Will Muschamp? What's the real difference between those two guys? In other words, again, like with the quarterbacks coming out, if you flip those two guys around, would Muschamp have done any worse at Georgia this time around? Would Smart have been any better at South Carolina than Muschamp has been? I don't think so. I think fundamentally, they're the exact same guy. You know, I think their acumen's on the same side of the ball. You know, that's where their loyalties lie. They have trouble with change and adjusting and modernizing. I think they're just defensive guys through and through. And I think it's so saturated in terms of their DNA that it's hard for either one of them to sort of expand or grow themselves as coaches. But I think they're fundamentally the same guy. I do believe Georgia has some greatness in store for them, and I think Smart will get them there, but I don't think he's there yet. I don't think he's there yet. Is this range reasonable? Yeah, I think this range is reasonable. I'm looking ahead on this list, and there's one really notable name who I was enormously high on, like I was with Orgeron. that I don't even see. Now, I haven't scrolled down to the bottom of this list. Let me scroll to the bottom of this list. Because a texter asked me about this guy, too. Okay. I don't know if this is an oversight on his part. I don't know if this is just absolute stupidity. I'm gonna, based on some of the things I've seen him write on Twitter, I'm going to side with absolute stupidity. I think that that may be the case. This clown doesn't have Ryan Day in his top 25.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Ryan Day, look, from strictly a coaching standpoint, from an offensive mind standpoint, he might be first in the country. When he was named the coach at Ohio State, all of you people who listen to the show know I said it was a great hire, that he was the same guy as Lincoln Riley. It was the exact same situation. Two guys sitting behind legends, offensive geniuses. Both schools knew what they had. Neither school wanted their genius to escape, while at the same time respecting the older national championship winning coaches. But you had two guys, two underlings who were insanely gifted as offensive minds. And we saw that in the Ohio State Clemson game. I mean, Day is one of the few coaches we have seen that had Brent Venables off balance. That had him reaching and grasping. And eventually, you know, Venables adjusted and figured some things out, as you would expect, being the best defensive mind. But Ryan Day is going to surpass anything that Urban Meyer did at Ohio State. Mark my words. Ryan Day is going to win multiple national championships at Ohio State. He is a really, really smart and really, really dangerous guy when it comes to winning. To not have Ryan Day on your list, I don't know. It's just unthinkable. I mean, the guy has Jim Harbaugh on the list. How could you not have Ryan Day? Look, I got a news flash for you. This guy has one guy at 7 and one who's not on the list that are both top 5 guys, that are inarguably top 5 guys. In fact, that in my mind are top 4 guys. You know, or at least top 5 with Orgeron. My top 5 would be Dabo Swinney 1, Nick Saban by the way, if I'm putting arrows up, arrows sideways, arrows down, Nick Saban would be arrow down. I'd probably still have at 2, but it would be arrow down. And then my other 3 top guys, in no specific order, are going to be Lincoln Riley, Ed Orgeron, and Ryan Day. Those are the top 5 guys. If you don't think those are the top 5 guys, by all means, make me a case for one of these other guys versus one of them. I'm sorry. No. I'm going Dabo Swinney. Here's my top 5. This is just right off the top of my head. I'm going Dabo Swinney, Nick Saban, Lincoln Riley, Ryan Day, Ed Orgeron. And I know about the national championship for Orgeron and that the other two haven't achieved it yet, but the next hurdle for Orgeron is to continue the success of the program, build off that national title, not let him collapse into nothingness next year. And I think he'll do all those things. But what Day and Riley have is they're geniuses. Orgeron is who he is. Those two guys are geniuses. So that would be my top 5. Mine would be Swinney, Saban, Dabo Swinney 1, Saban 2, Lincoln Riley 3, Ryan Day 4, Ed Orgeron 5. And I'm speaking of the present and into the future. Those are my top 5 guys. To have Lincoln Riley at 7 is disgraceful. To not have Day on the list is just, I mean, I'm sorry, you're just a dullard. There's no way to put it. You just... I don't know. An oversight? Apparently not, because he allegedly read those other two lists in compiling his own. Is that not right, Alex?
That's correct.
Any quibbles with anything I just said, Alex?
No, you and I actually have the exact same list in the exact same order. So I have no issues with what you're saying.
How about that, Alex Boy Wonder? And during the break, Alex, you raised the notion that Ralph Russo, you looked up his bio and he actually went to Fordham, is what you told me, right?
Yes.
And I said to you what?
Well, I had implied that Russo had no connection to this list, but that's not technically true because, as some people may know, legendary Notre Dame basketball coach Digger Phelps started his head coaching career at Fordham. So there actually is a connection there.
Yeah. And so in response to that, I said, Alex, I said, there actually is a connection. I said, look up Digger Phelps' bio. And Alex looked up Digger Phelps' bio and said, wow. And then I asked Alex, how many people do you suppose know that Digger Phelps coached at Fordham? I know one other that does, Tim Barai. All right, so the rest of this trash list, this is a pathetic effort now. You know, it was bad at the top in my mind, but I realize there are still, you know, Neanderthals who want to keep Saban at the top of a snapshot list. But beyond that, this list, when we saw Brian Kelly at 3, we knew there were problems, but as we move beyond it, there are actually bigger problems than Brian Kelly. Beyond that, Ralph Russo has Lincoln Riley at 7, as we said. Gary Patterson at 8. I think Gary Patterson's an elite coach. I think he's had some tough times at Texas, at TCU, but I still think he's an elite coach. I don't have a great deal of problem with that or the range that Patterson is in. Dan Mullen at 9, I have problems with that. I freely admit I do not like Dan Mullen. I find him a volume in being, so that may influence me a little bit. But when Dan Mullen left for Florida, he had the worst record of any Power 5 coach against top 25 ranked opponents. The worst, dead last. You know, people thought Mark Richt's record against ranked teams was terrible. Not compared to Dan Mullen's. Dan Mullen's record against ranked teams was an abomination. He also lost to a lot of little teams. And really, if you take out the trash from the schedule, Mullen's record against SEC opponents stunk too. And yet he's revered. You know, we'll see. I mean, obviously he's at a better school now, and we'll see what he does. Number 10, Jimbo Fisher. You know, I don't know. Look, does Jimbo Fisher belong in this range? I guess so. My problem with Jimbo Fisher is, yes, he won a national title. Yes, he had a couple glory years under Jameis Winston. What's he done other than that? I mean, he let that program just disintegrate. You know, when you're paying Jimbo Fisher a fortune to come coach Texas A&M, did you not consider the state that he left the Florida State program in? Because that's on him too. If you want to credit him for winning a national title, fine. If you want to credit Jameis Jimbo Fisher with winning a national title, fine. That's what the resume says. I won't quibble with that. That's what it says. I'll buy that. But he also gets full responsibility for the state of just god-awfulness that he left that program in. Worst offensive line amongst any Power 5 team in America. He knew. He was the rat abandoning the sinking ship. That's what he was. He left that program a disgrace. An absolute disgrace. And, you know, and already, look, I think he'll do the same thing with A&M. I'm not in love with Jimbo Fisher. I don't know how anybody can look at the Florida State program and think that, you know, he's not fully responsible for the condition it was in. You know, again, I go back And I spoke about individual players on that Florida State offensive line when Florida State was recruiting them in high school. I couldn't understand why they were recruiting some of these guys because they weren't even Power 5 players. And that's what they were doing. And oh, by the way, Pro Football Focus, a year ago after the season, ranked like 800 offensive linemen. Three of the bottom five in America were Florida State. Who's responsible for that? I don't know, Alex, any thoughts on Jimbo Fisher either way? And don't be influenced by what I said. You're free to love him. You know, put him sixth if you want. I don't care. I mean, it's America. Everybody has the right to their opinion. Any thoughts on Jimbo?
No, I mean, real quickly before we go to break, 17-9 in two seasons at Texas A&M with the wealth of recruiting that he can get from the state of Texas and beyond does not inspire a lot of confidence. And yeah, the state of just complete ruin that he left Florida State and that Luke Taggart attempted to pick up the pieces of and ultimately failed has got to be a stain on his records. I'm not a big fan of Jimbo Fisher at all.
Yeah, Taggart was doomed. You know, without commenting on Willie Taggart's acumen as a coach, because I think that's still in doubt either way. I don't love nor hate Willie Taggart. Was he over his head at Florida State? Yeah, I think he was, in part because he was given this. You know, this is what he inherited. And the demands on Florida State coaches are extreme. And so Willie Taggart walked into a situation, it was absolute no win. And again, was he a little over his head there? Perhaps. But I think he wanted to try and change a culture that he thought had gone a little sideways. And I don't know whether he would have ever been able to do that with more time. There were also, quite honestly, some bad signs with Willie Taggart at points in the process. So it just might not have worked regardless. But the one thing I do know is he had little chance given the pressure he was under and the state, the condition of that program. And again, Jimbo Fisher is responsible for that. Walt Tiptula Road Rage, we'll take a quick break. Before we do, let me tell you about Kiwi Financial. Look, Greg Whale's the guy. Greg's a Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor. We provide a totally independent perspective on your savings, your investing, your retirement planning. Do you think our economy is headed for a recession, or do you think we're going to continue down our current strong economic path? Look, regardless of the direction of our country's economy, you can structure your savings and investments for weathering the coming storm or enjoying the continuing sunny days ahead. Look, now more than ever, in the uncertainty of this climate, if you have investments, now more than ever, you need Greg Whales. You need his expertise to guide you as to what to do, what not to do, you know, how to buy low, which you can right now, what to expect when things turn, because they will. Regardless of your age or position in life, we'll build a portfolio that fits your current needs and your goals for your future. We'll analyze every aspect of your potential issues in retirement. How about Social Security? Do you understand it? How could you? From a layman's perspective, there are 350 different ways a married couple can accept their Social Security benefits. How on earth will you ever navigate that? Do you know from where and how much your income will be after you retire? Do you know all you need to about Medicare? We strive towards making a difference in our clients' lives and removing doubt about your financial future. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call him today. Tell him I sent you. It's Greg Whales, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, 654-5043, or on the web, kiwifg.com. Quick break.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res, Greenville.com.
First Class Halt specializes in service. That's why we only service Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota. We believe in being experts in our field and these makes. Don't take our word for it. Read our reviews. With two locations to serve, Greenville and Anderson, firstclasshalt.com, your dealership alternative.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Unstoppable products, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning to bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through May 15th, get up to $500 in exclusive rebates on a qualifying new train system. Call 864-662-3362 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's 864-662-3362 for this and other exclusive offers. Unstoppable solutions, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, your hometown independent train dealer.
It's hard to stop a train.
The Blue Heron Restaurant is now open at 134 Exchange Street in beautiful, historic downtown Pendleton, featuring an upscale seating area and bar seating to catch all the big games. With daily menu specials and happy hour to fit every craving, the Blue Heron in Pendleton offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, farm-to-table flatbread, drinks, and desserts. 134 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton. Visit BlueHeronFood.com for full menu and more information. That's BlueHeronFood.com. We'll see you soon.
I'm Katie, a client at the Health Dare. Their coaching team helped reverse my diabetes in just a few weeks. I was so excited. I watched clients reverse the symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, sleep apnea, and lose crazy amounts of belly fat. They will clean out your pantry, grocery shop, and even cook, and teach you everything they know so you can't fail. If you want to change your life, call 877-IDARE-ME or go to IDARE-ME.com. Tell them Katie sent you and get a second program free. Go to IDARE-ME.com. I dare you.
Here's your chance to own a brand new F-150 from George Coleman Ford at incredible savings. Get a 2019 F-150 XLT with heated seats and SYNC 3. MSRP at $44,150. George Coleman Ford price at only $30,997. That's right, just $30,997, and you're in a new 2019 F-150. Never any hidden fees or added charges. That, my friends, is how George Coleman Ford does business. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Offer good through 3/31/2020.
Here are three things about Vistaprint business cards. Which do you think is true? One, our business cards are now edible. Two, our business cards now come with sound effects. Three, our business cards now ship for free. Yep, it's three. All Vistaprint business cards now ship free, and that goes for any style and quantity. You pick the style, the shape, and the paper. The result is a card you're proud to hand out. So visit Vistaprint.com for free shipping on all business cards in any style and any quantity. Just use promo code 9898. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 9898.
Recapping the headlines from yesterday and looking at what's coming up today, the Mickey Plyler Show, weekday mornings on The Roar.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. I'm seeing a tweet now from Kelly earlier that she put a poll up. Who needs to win the breakup war between Bill Belichick and Tom Brady for the sake of their respective legacies? The correct answer is neither. Their legacies are set. I mean, if anyone wants to dispute the legacies of Bill Belichick or Tom Brady, you're an idiot. I'm sorry. They just are. So, you know, I just think... one guy's the greatest player of all time. He's 43 years old. He doesn't need to prove a friggin' thing to anybody else ever again. He's won 6 Super Bowls and been to 9 Super Bowls. I see a response here by a guy named Run BMC who follows me. He says, Brady, Belichick already proved he could win with Bledsoe, Cassell, and Garoppolo. Belichick is improving he can win with anybody. He's not won a single friggin' thing without Brady. Newsflash. And he had a losing record before. And pre-Brady. He had a losing record. He didn't win in Cleveland. He had a losing record pre. So, again, if anything, Brady's been carrying Belichick for a decade as the New England Patriots defense floundered in the bottom half of the league. Over 10 years prior to this past season, the New England Patriots' total defense ranking was 18th on average. 18th. In the Super Bowl year 2 years ago, it was 29th. Brady averaged 358 yards passing in the 9 prior playoff games to the Tennessee game this year. He carried that team, carried them, and he carried Bill's defense. But despite that, I would not deny Belichick his place in history. So the correct answer to that question is neither. Both of their places in history are completely established. Belichick will go down as arguably the greatest coach in history. The only potential competition to that position, that mythical position, would be Vince Lombardi. And honestly, I would probably still opt for Vince Lombardi if I was creating an all-time list. But Belichick is certainly at the top of that list. And if the New England Patriots go 8-8 next year, am I going to think less of Belichick? No. No, I think Bill Belichick is still one of the greatest coaches who ever lived. And he's also getting older. He's also getting older. But the other guy also took his team to 9 Super Bowls and won 6 of them. And if it weren't for Bill, at least in the Philadelphia game, and maybe even last year with the decisions he made, Brady might actually have 2 more. Brady's the greatest football player of all time. If there's actually anybody out there that's going to wait to judge him at the age of 43 to see what he does next year in evaluating him from history, honestly, do not call me because you are way too stupid for this show. I mean, again, both these guys' position in history and lore is fully established. Now it's the goal of all future generations to chase them. It's to chase their ghost. And that's without knowing what will happen. And what I think will happen will continue to be successful. Because that's why they were successful. They were successful because they were both great. They were both amongst the greatest that we've ever seen. In Brady's case, certainly the greatest we've ever seen. And in Belichick's case, perhaps the greatest we've ever seen. And again, if the Patriots go 8-8, that won't change my mind. And if Tampa goes 8-8, that won't change my mind. It will just speak to the fact maybe there was something with that time catching up to everybody. But it doesn't change 9 Super Bowls. It doesn't change 6 wins. Nothing changes that. Nothing changes that. So, I mean, that's the correct answer to the question, to that particular question. Let me take some of these calls. Alex, you had a poll on who the next, you had a Vegas odds on who the next Patriot quarterback is going to be in 2021. Is that it?
Correct.
And who are the guys listed?
So, guys listed, Deshaun Watson right now is the favorite to be the Patriots starting quarterback week 1 of 2021 at +300. Trevor Lawrence is second at +500. Actually, Lawrence and Jared Stidham are tied at +500. You'll get a kick out of this one. Fourth is Kyle Trask at +700.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Who put these numbers out? Ralph Russo? Yeah. Where are these numbers coming from?
The odds are coming from Bet Online.
Okay. Well, Bet Online's the same organization that had the Patriots prohibited favorites to keep Tom Brady, and that didn't work out for him either. I'm sorry. I don't buy any of those. I think the odds of Trevor Lawrence being the next coach of the Patriots are zero. Zero. 0.0. I don't see any chance of that anyway, anyhow. How is that happening? I mean, what's the methodology by which Trevor Lawrence winds up with the Patriots? The Patriots are going to continue to pick at the back end of round one. Are we saying that New England Patriots are going to tank? Because I've heard that. I've actually heard people say that. I've heard allegedly intelligent people in my industry say that. If you think that Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots are going to tank for anybody, you are as delusional as Ralph Russo is. This guy is all about winning. He's not tanking anything. That's not happening. Belichick is going to try to win the Super Bowl every single year. So you tell me how a team that's going to be selecting in the 20s or so is going to wind up with Trevor Lawrence. I'll be glad to hear it. That's a zero. And as far as Deshaun Watson, I don't even buy that. I don't buy that. I think Deshaun Watson is going to be the coach in Houston. You know why? Because Houston's going to be able to pay him the most money. That's another reason, another part of the reason they just got rid of Nuke Hopkins. I envision Deshaun. I think Deshaun Watson's already sort of a central part of that community. I don't foresee him going anywhere. Now, I don't speak to him, so I don't know. Maybe right now he's angry. Maybe, I don't know. But I'm not buying either of those. And as far as Kyle Trask, that's laughable. Kyle Trask could be playing the XFL if there is one, or in the Canadian Football League or something. He's not playing in the NFL. He's 6'5 and has zero arm strength. Zero. His arm's worse than Garoppolo's. No, I'm not buying any of that list at all. None. Not a single thing on that list. Bet Online. Come back. Do it over. Be better. Coach Edge. Edge, how are you? We'll get back to Ralph Russo's madness in a minute. We've got some phone calls to get to. Edge.
What's going on, Walt?
How you doing, Edge?
I'm doing good, man. How you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, and appreciate you having me as always. Why in the world would the Texans get rid of Deshaun Watson? But why in the world did they get rid of Nuke Hopkins?
Well, no, I think the thought process in that poll is that Deshaun will be a free agent at that time, and they won't necessarily have control of him. So, you know, we'll see.
That's ridiculous, man. The whole Kyle Trask talk, man, that makes me want to put my name in the NFL draft or whatever. I played quarterback, too, in high school. I mean, Kyle Trask, man, real talk, like, that's going to be your dude?
Yeah, I just don't see any way. The only one of those names that's at all possible would be Deshaun Watson, but I don't foresee that. I is it conceivable? Yeah, but you know, you need to think ahead and think how things are going to look. Then, you know, Belichick's going to be another year older. How much longer is Belichick actually going to coach? I don't think he's going to coach that much longer.
I really don't either, and I don't think he's going to be around for a rebuilding project.
No, I will say this. Look. If you want to look ahead and sort of forecast what's going to be, I'll forecast it for you. I think Bill Belichick is out of coaching in 2 years. I think the head coach of the New England Patriots is Josh McDaniels, which is why I think Josh McDaniels is still hanging around New England.
Which, why has nobody else even offered him a head coaching job? Because that's what I would have done.
Well, they have. They have.
As a fledgling NFL program, that would have been one of the first dudes I would have talked to.
Yeah, me too. I mean, in that last hiring cycle, I think Josh McDaniels was candidate 1A. He's the guy that if I had an opening, that's the guy I would have wanted. I would have gone after him all out.
I look at Belichick kind of like I do Nick Saban. 2 to 3 years like left in the tank. And then he's going to leave.
Right, I think that's right.
He's going to bring in. You agree with that?
Yeah, yeah, I think that's right. I think it's 100% right. Look, I'm of the belief, and I have no way to know this because I don't speak to Nick Saban, but I'm of the belief that that he would like to break the 6 national championship tie with Bear Bryant in his favor.
Yeah, I can see that. Who would you see them as bringing on the next dude?
Well, you know, it's funny because the next Alabama player was asked that the other day, and he said Dabo Swinney. And again, we've been through this a million times. Dabo Swinney's already, yeah. You know, and look, I get it. Sometimes when home calls, you know, maybe, but Dabo Swinney has built his own identity here in Clemson, and I don't know why, other than the alma mater lure. Why he would go back there? I just think he's done it on his own. He doesn't need Alabama, you know. Now maybe, but who knows?
Alabama
maybe he ultimately, right? Maybe he ultimately views it as Alabama needs him. Maybe he looks for a different challenge. I don't know. My guess is that, and this is just a guess. My guess is that Dabo Swinney does not leave Clemson for any other college job. That if he leaves Clemson at any point, it will be for a new horizon, a new challenge, and it'll be for an NFL team.
I just don't see Dabo. I don't see Dabo's like coaching. I just don't see that jiving real good, man, with multimillionaires who are in the NFL. I just don't really see that. I agree with you wholeheartedly on what he has built here.
Well, but right, but look, so he also has sort of that effervescent you know, players coach personality that a lot of NFL teams, a lot of NFL players do like. You know, it's sort of the Pete Carroll way, if you will. You know,
yeah,
and
that's a good
and
one.
So NFL, you know,
get into the right situation.
You know, NFL
with players that will buy into, if you have a roster,
right,
that will buy into the players' coach and not the ones who are solely worried about what their contract is going to be. That's a good.
But I think you know a younger.
I think Pete Carroll is a very
younger
good
team.
Player.
Yeah, younger team with some talent, you know, that type of thing. Edge, I have to run him past the break. Good talking to you as always.
All right. Yeah, man, you too, bro.
Thank you, Edge. All right, we'll take a quick break here. When we get back, it is Craig, Snap Hook, Captain Jim, and Dan Hope coming your way at 5:25 today with a live NFL mock draft with bells and whistles we haven't employed before. We'll be back.
Hey, Tiger fans, Don Munson here, voice of the Clemson Tigers, and I want you to know there is no better way to support your Tigers than by being a member of IPTE. Membership starts at only $60 and provides critical support for our student athletes to be champions in the classroom and in athletic competition. Be a game changer and visit ClemsonTigers.com/IPTE or call 1-800-CLEMSON to join IPTE today.
Don't just trust anyone with your vehicle. First Class Halt Techs have over 175 years experience. Factory equipment, 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, and free shuttle service. Friendly service in 2 locations, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, and Roper Mountain Road, Greenville. FirstClassHalt.com.
Rely on Enviro Mulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Hey, Tigers, this is Taj Boyd with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's never too early to start planning for the next football season, and now, before we open, is the time to lock in the perfect place to stay in Clemson. Lakeside Lodge is a one-of-a-kind condo hotel with the best resort amenities and unbelievable views of both the lake and Death Valley. It is the perfect location for spending game weekends in Clemson. To see it for yourself, go to LakesideLodgeClemson.com to schedule a tour with me. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you. Go Tigers.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla has done it again. We've made the buying experience even simpler. Pick your new Ford and give it a test drive. Every new Ford starts at Ford's factory invoice pricing. Real money for your trade, then just add tax and tags. The best part, no extra added dealer or dock fee. Use that extra savings for accessories or an extended service contract. We're a small dealer doing it the right way for over 57 years. Shop smart, informed, and save. Shop us on edwardsautosales.net or stop by at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
Attention Walmart shoppers. This is a Jackson Hewitt Tax Service announcement. Save time and money with Jackson Hewitt and Walmart. For a limited time, you can shop while a skilled Jackson Hewitt Tax Pro prepares your federal tax return for as little as $48, but no more than $149, only at Jackson Hewitt and Walmart. Hurry, this offer won't last. Get your coupon code and terms at jacksonhewitt.com. Then stop by one of our Walmart locations for this limited time offer to get your taxes done while you shop for only $149 or less. That's Jackson Hewitt and Walmart.
When the unexpected happens and you need legal advice on how to move forward, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help. Nick is a former state prosecutor and has been fighting for Tiger fans like you for over 20 years. Maybe you were hurt on the job or in a car accident, charged criminally, or need help with a real estate closing. Visit nicklaverylaw.com for more information and call 864-654-3680 to schedule your free consultation. 864-654-3680. Go Tigers.
NAPA Know How.
Whether you're a master mechanic or struggle to locate your emergency brake, nothing gets under your skin quite like a warning light. And no amount of wishful thinking is going to turn that thing off. But don't pound that dashboard just yet, because in addition to 6,000 NAPA Auto Parts stores, there are 17,000 NAPA Auto Care Centers. So you can tackle the task in your garage or leave it to the pros. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's NAPA Know How.
NAPA Know How.
We know sports. We are the Roar.
Tip to the Red Rage. We are back. You want to get in, 654-767. Dan Hope a little bit later, 525 today, live mock draft number three, I guess, as we approach the NFL draft. Obviously, lots to talk about today. We've covered a lot of ground, and there's still more to get to. I want to wrap up Russo's pathetic list, not because it has any credibility, just because I mistakenly started down that path, and we might as well see how wrong the rest of it is. Let me get some calls in here first. Craig, how are you?
How you doing,
Craig?
You know that Russo guy's a New Yorker, right?
No, I don't know. I don't know where he's from. I thought he was from hell, honestly.
There's only four things any college football person knows from New York knows about college football. Four things, and I'll tell you what they are. You ready? Jim Brown, yeah. Ernie Davis, Larry Zonka, and Ed Marinara. After that, we should be care less about college football. Nobody from New York should be able to even say anything
about college football. You hit three Syracuse and a Cornell.
Anyway, you know how the Patriots end up...
Ed, by the way, for those who don't know, Ed Marinara, the great running back from the Cornell Big Red. All right, go ahead.
You know how he ends up in the Patriots? I'm going to tell you.
Who?
You know, you've known me long enough.
Who?
Trevor Lawrence, Clemson kid.
You know, no, he's not ended up with the Patriots. He's not.
He's not ended up with the Patriots, Craig.
You can come up with whatever little plot you want. There is zero chance Trevor Lawrence is ever playing for New England. Go.
This is how it's going to happen because there's
okay,
four guys up there Mike are going to screw me, and he's going to end up on the Patriots. That's what's going to happen. For
Jets fans, for that reason, maybe. I could understand that.
Okay.
I'm sort of with the gods.
they're going to screw me. That's exactly what's going to happen. I'm telling you. They'll figure it out. Hey, when you draft somebody in this time for the Jets, make sure you get somebody that's going to stay longer than 3 years in the league.
Hey, look, I can't control what you idiots do. For a decade, you didn't draft any offensive players, and that's why Darnold is still in trouble today. I mean, so I can't control what you do. What do you want to do?
I've always been a best player available kind of guy, to be honest with you. But if they have their, like, I want this Ruggs guy, and we need players, if you can trade down and still get one of these three wide receivers, and if somebody wants to make a deal with you, I would do it. I'm a best player available kind of guy.
Has there been any update on Anderson? Are you paying Anderson? Are you not paying Anderson?
The Jets, I think they're, from what I get, and this is, I have no more inside sources because I'm an idiot coach, there's a $10 million offer for Anderson on the table. That's all they're going. They're paying $10 million, and he ain't signing it. So that's where we're at. That is about as factual as I can get, because like I told you, I have no more inside information because that coach.
Yeah, I don't. I doubt he will sign that. I think he can command more on the market.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't so far. So, and you know what? Finally, they're standing tough with money, to be honest with you, because of our two. I think it was 216th that John Hitchcock draft. He drafted 12 players. None of them are in the NFL anymore. That's where we have a problem. That's where it started. That's where it started. The only guy actually is that wide receiver that's hurt with the neck, Newmar. He's still in the NFL, but he ain't going to play anymore. He should retire. He's 2 years already hurt his neck. I'm a best player available. I've seen a lot of Mac.
I think you mean that's where your recent issues started. Because honestly, you've had issues since like 1969. So.
Yeah, I know Johnny.
Yeah.
I know Johnny Lamb Jones. I know. I can name him. But I would, you know what? Keeping Anderson.
Johnny Lamb Jones, another track guy who the Jets mistakenly thought was a football player.
Yeah, I know. We've made quite a few of them. Come on, so has a lot of other teams, but we seem to have any other records. But
oh, yeah, you know, you're special. Anderson. You're special.
Get this Ruggs guy. You know what? With that Herndon at tight end, it could be the Altoon, Wesley Walker, and Mickey Schuler days with Ken O'Brien all over again. They were actually pretty good in the 86.
You know, there's a little bit of a similarity between – wait a minute. There's a little bit of a similarity between Anderson and Ruggs. I mean, and so you lose one guy, you replace him with a somewhat similar guy. I mean, I'm just not sure how that makes you better, especially when you lose a veteran in favor of a rookie. Now, Ruggs has better top-end speed, but Anderson's greatest trait is he can take the top off a defense. So I'm not sure how that fixes you.
He's a number two. The CD Lamb guy is a number one. I mean, I get all that, but you know what? Speed is speed now in the NFL, man. You can't touch anybody.
Well, it matters. But what I'm saying is, Anderson is your speed, and I'm just not sure. I'm not sure how getting rid of Anderson and adding Ruggs makes you significantly better. But I guess we'll see. Craig, I got to run.
I would keep up. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
All right, I'll see you. Snaphook, how are you?
I was good before I heard Craig talk about the Patriots. Well, I don't know. I got a splitting headache all of a sudden. I don't know why. But anyway.
Yeah,
Craig,
I understand.
You still owe me garlic knots. You still owe me garlic knots.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh, a welcher.
Josh McDaniels. I say by the 2021 season, we'll be the HC in Foxborough. I mean, if you almost see it like you don't turn down the type of jobs that guy's thrown at him if you didn't have something, if you didn't have a succession plan going. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Exactly.
And I think that it'll happen about the time for the 2021 draft. And I think, you know, if they give him the Parcells thing, as far as, like, having a say in what the draft is. And you put it pretty eloquently the other day. Don't expect me to cook supper if I can't pick out the groceries, you know? So
yeah.
I think, you know, you give him power of draft attorney, and I think he could build a really good team. I think the guy's, you know, super sharp, really sharp.
I agree with that, and I think that, and I think, you know, part of the reason, let me put it this way, I don't like Belichick's last five drafts or so. And this is way too much junk, fluff, players that didn't make any impact at all, in relatively high picks, and he's constantly manipulating the draft, thinking he's more clever than everyone else, and trading back and adding picks. But the result has been some really poor drafts and a failure to address some needs that were absolutely patently obvious. Like I still can't understand how you go through last year's draft, which was deep and talented in tight ends, you don't have any tight ends, and you don't draft any of them. I mean, I really felt going into last year's draft, the Patriots might draft two of those guys. You don't draft any of them. Even worse, you let a guy like Dawson Knox, who's going to be a superstar, who I loved at draft time, and I thought the Patriots might add at some point, you let him go to a division rival. I don't get the Patriots drafts. Really, you know, only Winovich made any impact at all of the Patriots draft picks last year.
I think Enkill Harry has he hasn't met his ceiling by any means. I think he'll be
again, I had the Patriots taking him in the Huddle Report contest. It's a pick I had correct, but I thought that Deebo Samuel was actually the best choice for New England. And again, we had that television incident where Deebo referred to him as Billy, and I don't think he should have done that. Whether that was the end in terms of their relationship, we'll never know. But I think quite clearly, at least in terms of early and immediate impact, who would you rather have had last year? N'Keal Harry, who missed most of the preseason, wasn't available until halfway through the season, or Deebo Samuel?
Deebo Samuel, hands down.
Right. All right.
No question.
Deebo was a big-time impact player last year for the 49ers, and I think he could have done a lot of those same things for the Patriots.
Well, I'm going to leave you.
But the only draft pick last year... Say it again.
I was going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with this about tight ends. Tom Brady is going to make O.J. Howard a superstar without question. Mark the tape.
Yeah, I think so.
Best tight end in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I've said.
No doubt.
Yeah, I've said that as well. I mean, I think you have two talented tight ends there that have been underused to this point, underutilized. And I think they're about to come to life. Well, let me ask you this, Snapbook. Are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
You still there? What do you want to do with your quarterback? What do you want to do with your quarterback situation?
You don't have a early enough draft pick to get through the, I'd say, five guys that you could build a program around this season. I mean, play Stidham and, you know, go for a first round guy next year. Just God, please don't let them draft Jake Fromm this season. I don't know. Like, I just hope the Patriots have always had the MO of like, let's find the diamond in the rough because, you know, the greatest quarterback ever was a sixth round draft pick. So I hope they don't pick up like Jake Fromm in the later second, early third round and try to groom him into a superstar.
You can't do that at the quarterback position. It just doesn't work. The historical outliers, Brady being one of them, don't change the rule. I see it over and over and over again. These teams think they can just throw draft picks at quarterbacks later in the draft. and somehow hit the target, and you almost never do. It doesn't work. Quarterbacks are found in round one. If you need one, go get one, and we'll see. I mean, you know, I think Jared Stidham has some ability. He can certainly throw the football. He's got a strong arm. He can throw the football. It's not, he has no issue in that regard. I think the question about Jared Stidham is really, does he have that it factor? You know, what made Brady so great wasn't just his physical ability. It was that it factor. He's just as competitive as anybody I've ever seen. I've never witnessed anything at Auburn to demonstrate to me, to my satisfaction, that Jared Stidham has that. I just, you know, I think he has some traits. I mean, I think that's part. Say again? I'm sorry?
I said, I think it's cerebral. I think he doesn't have the head game for it, to be honest with you. Speaking of Stidham.
That Stidham doesn't?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think he's got the IQ of it.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that. I don't have any way to determine that. I've heard him interviewed many times. I mean, I never felt he was a dumb kid. I think New England likes him. I don't know whether he's the long term future there or not, and I don't know what the long term future there is right now. Excuse me, but like you, I don't believe that future has anything to do with Jake Fromm. I think Jake Fromm is a fourth or a fifth round talent. You know, maybe with a round one mind, but that's it. Hey, Snapbook, I got to run. I appreciate it as always. Walt up to the Road Rage quick break.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson.